Can a couple be in a happy relationship when the woman is in a masculine energy? And is a man not man enough if he is affected by a woman's masculine energy and if he cannot put the woman in a feminine energy? These questions came up over the last few weeks in various places. I had them ask from my friends, from clients, and also in my coaching community where I connect with fellow coaches. So I feel called to talk with you about these topics today. Let's dive in. Welcome to She is Irresistible, the podcast for ambitious women who want to find love and have a lasting and fulfilling relationship. I'm Miu, your host, and it is my mission to help you unlock the best version of yourself so you become irresistible to quality men. This podcast is filled with deep insights and practical tips to improve your love life today. If you're ready to find out how to attract and keep your perfect match, this podcast is for you. I'm so excited for you to be here and I can't wait to dive in. Welcome to a new podcast episode. I feel excited to talk with you about these two topics because these are topics I get asked from women a lot. Especially when they are quite new to the concept of feminine and masculine energy in relationships. So let's start with the first question. Can a relationship work if the woman is in a masculine energy? And the straightforward answer to this is if she wants to be with a man, with a masculine man, who leads, who protects, who sees himself as a provider, as responsible for his woman, then no. She will attract a feminine energy man or a man in his wounded masculine energy. On the other side, if it is a masculine essence woman, if this is who she is at her core, then yes, a relationship can work with a feminine energy man. So, what you first need to get crystal clear about is what type of man do you want? Now, energy is not stagnant, right? It's always moving. But what you really want to keep in mind is, especially during dating, is that the energy you bring out or exude out attracts a certain type of man. And it will always be the polar opposite to what you put out. There are women who like to take the lead during dating, who really struggle to lean into the feminine energy because being in feminine energy is not easy if you're not used to it. And it feels uncomfortable if you're not used to it. And it's a lot easier to just step into masculine energy and take the lead because it's a way to try to control the situation. And when we control a situation, we tend to feel safer, right? Even though control is an illusion. At least when you're trying to control someone else, we can only be in charge of ourselves, but we cannot control anyone else. So, control is a way of protecting ourselves. Now, if a woman is 50% in a feminine energy and 50% in a masculine energy, that might sound like it's a good place to be, and it can work in a relationship. But if you do that, you will attract a 50-50 man. You will attract a a man who is 50% in his is masculine, 50% in his feminine, and it will be a very depolarized relationship and just a buddy relationship. There will be no chemistry. So it really depends on what you want. But if you want to be with a masculine energy man and you want to have that SCX attraction and chemistry, again, I cannot just say the word because I might be flagged up on Spotify. I need to find a word that I can just use to replace that word because this is getting annoying to just the SCX. Anyways, yeah, energy doesn't lie, energy doesn't disappear, and you have to be very clear about what you want and with what type you want, what type of man you want to be with. Now, many women these days feel more comfortable in their masculine energy because they have been on their own. They had to deal with stuff on their own. They didn't have a man who was their rock, who provided guidance, who provided safety. So this is very unfamiliar for them, which is why they prefer to step in their masculine energy. And oftentimes it's not healthy masculine energy, but it's wounded masculine energy or wounded feminine energy that they believe is masculine energy. Controlling or being controlling is not a healthy trait. It's a unhealthy masculine trait. Being perfectionistic, for example, is a wounded feminine energy trait. So these are just two examples. So what we often think is masculine energy is not healthy masculine energy. And this in turn will also attract a certain type of person to you. So let's have a look at the second question, which is whether a man is not man enough if he is affected by a woman's masculine energy and if he cannot put the woman in a feminine energy. And this reminds me a lot on women saying, if I'm too strong, he's too weak. I agree that a masculine energy man is in his masculine because this is who he is. He's not wearing a mask. He's not playing masculine. He is masculine. However, is he affected by a woman's masculine energy? I say yes, because even if he's still grounded in his masculinity, in the way he relates to the woman and the woman lets him relate to her, is affected by the energy she's in. So if she, as the woman, doesn't create the space for a man to be in his masculine energy when he relates to her, it will affect the man in the way that they will likely headbutt and compete. There will be a lot of arguing and it will diminish attraction. Because in that moment, when a man, a masculine man who is at his core, sees himself as a protector and who wants to protect his woman, when he then is forced to compete with a woman and stay in his masculine energy and she's in her masculine energy, he doesn't think about anymore about protecting her. He's protecting himself from her. So, yes, I think masculine energy men can be affected or is affected by a woman's masculine energy. And the second part where it says he's not a man if he cannot put the woman in a feminine energy, this depends on where the woman is at. I mean, I wish we had all the power to put everybody, like we as women, put a man into his masculine energy and a man can put us into our feminine energy. It depends on where the other person is at. So if a woman is very guarded or guards her heart very much because she had a lot of pain and a lot of negative experience, a lot of wounding, a lot of hardship, and she finds it very hard to trust and to open up, then even a masculine energy man will struggle with that. And he will not want to have to work hard to get her to open up. This is just not what he wants to do. A woman who is guarded is a lot of work because there's also a lot of, as a man, having to prove himself to her that he's good enough. And that's just not fun. And a healthy masculine energy man will likely not do that. He will move on. He might try it for a little while, but if the woman is too guarded and doesn't open up, then yeah, he will move on. When a man is in his masculine energy, though, he creates the safety for a woman to be in her feminine energy. So in that sense, it's true. Because for a woman to be vulnerable and to open up, she needs to feel safe. Does this mean that a woman should be guarded all the time until the man proves to her that she can be vulnerable? No. Vulnerability or sharing our vulnerability or our vulnerable heart comes in stages. And you don't have to go full in by showing a man your full heart and opening yourself up completely. You need discernment, right? But you can do it in baby steps. But the only thing a man can do is to create that safe space for her. If she then feels safe, excuse me, feels safe enough to open herself up, that's up to her. We don't have control over that. So this is also not true. It doesn't mean that a man is not man enough if he cannot put a woman in her feminine energy. This is the case if a woman is usually in her feminine energy and she might have a period where she feels triggered and unsettled, and she is with a man she trusts and she feels safe with. When she is in that container, in that safe relationship, then yes, a man has the power, a masculine energy man has the power to give her that safety and so for her to relax and be in her feminine energy. So, I hope you found this helpful. These are deep topics I love to talk about. And when you understand these concepts at its core, it will make it clear to you that if you want to have that masculine energy man, then that you need to be in your feminine energy because you are the polar opposite to what this masculine energy man is looking for. So get clear on what type of man you want and think about what he is looking for in a woman. These days, men meet one masculine energy woman after the other. And if they meet a feminine woman who is connected to a femininity, that's so refreshing and alluring and magnetizing because it is so rare. And one way, a very important way, and a very effective way to express your femininity is feminine communication. Because when you communicate authentically from your feminine, it means you're connected with your inner self and you know how to express those feelings and emotions. And I'm currently working on a feminine communication course, which will help you to do just that. So keep your eyes peeled so you're the first one to know when this course is out. This is it for today. We are already at the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to She's Irresistible. Don't forget to subscribe to be notified for the next episode. If you need help with your love life, you can find me on my website, elmio.com. And my social media channels. You can find all the links in the description box of this podcast. Until then, I'll see you next week. Bye.